I think this is quite a hard one to answer because I've also before been asked to try and pick the three which are most important to me. Some of them are long range important, things like the environment. We might not necessarily need to do something straight away in the next 3 years, but if we don't start doing something now, then it will become harder and harder to make those changes. So I think that's a long range requirement that we need to do something about. I think closing tax loopholes and looking at the way taxation is done to large corporations really does need to be looked at. I don't think they're paying their fair share. And the flip side of that is also looking at minimum wage and the living wage. If we're allowing companies to pay people less than living wage, then this means that the government is then having to subsidise those companies and those people, which means we're effectively subsidising those companies. And I don't think that that is the way business should be supported, especially when those companies are turning over massive profits for their shareholders. We're effectively handing money direct to shareholders, and I would like to see that change. I also think that raising the minimum wage to be a living wage actually injects far more into the economy because people on lower incomes will spend that money because they're needing to use that money for their day-to-day living expenses. Whereas if that money is actually filtering down to people holding shares, that money isn't being spent sort of at the grassroots level in the economy. That's just going back into either savings or more shares. It's not actually generating or stimulating the economy at the end that we need it to be stimulated at. So I think there's multiple reasons to look at adjusting the minimum wage.